This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size? If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double-barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
All right, welcome back. We want to welcome in Aiden Johnston from Gun Owners of America, gunowners.org. And Aiden, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you guys?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Good to have you on again. You know, I saw this news, and I meant to mention it earlier in the show. Things just get so busy as we continue through the show this morning. But a federal judge in Illinois made a groundbreaking decision yesterday. A White County, Illinois judge found the state's firearm owner's ID card is unconstitutional when it comes to someone possessing a firearm in their home. He said it. A woman got arrested for having a single shot 22 in her home without owning without asking the state of Illinois' permission first. And this judge has finally come out and said, listen, this directly violates Bruin and the Second Amendment. You're allowed to have a firearm in your home.
That's absolutely outstanding, and thank goodness for that judge understanding and respecting the Second Amendment rights of that woman. I mean, the state has no right to tell you that you can't own a 22 single shot without the government's permission. We always have the right denied, and if you have to go out and fill out paperwork and ask the government's permission and wait for the background check in order to even own a gun, that is absolutely an infringement on your Second Amendment rights.
Oh, so, yeah, any gun.
I'm glad to see that law struck down.
Yeah, any gun. The court went on to say in his ruling, the court finds that any fee associated with exercising the core fundamental constitutional right of armed self-defense within the confines of one's home violates the Second Amendment. And the FOID card, he said, I don't see any way that you could reasonably construe this that would pursue its validity under the Second Amendment and the court's decision on Bruin.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
I think that's just beautifully written and honestly something we should all be proud of. There's no reason that you should need the government's permission, whether it's inside your home or to carry out in public. It's just the Supreme Court in the Heller decision kind of limited its decision to the home, and then Bruin has started to expand the right to carry outside of the home and really recognize that. But the Founding Fathers never intended anything like a firearm owner ID card or a license to carry, in my opinion.
Well, gun owners, gunowners.org, you guys do great work across the country supporting challenges like this. I don't know if you guys were involved in this one or not, but, you know, it's important when you look at this. If the people in the sound of my voice that live just across the river, which if it wasn't for this wall over here, I could see it, the people that live just across the river here have to go beg the state of Illinois and pay a fee in order for the right to then go to a federally licensed firearm dealer and buy a gun, where they'll undergo a second background check by the federal government before they can leave the store with a gun. Technically, they're supposed to have the FOID card before they can even buy a gun in the state of Illinois. How that has stood for as long as it has baffles me.
Well, it's not standing anymore, and I think that's absolutely outstanding. This was not a GOA case, but I mean, God bless all of the defendants, the criminal defendants who've been charged by the government with these unconstitutional laws, who are out there challenging them, and also to all the judges who are there listening to the pleas of these people who are having their rights infringed upon and actually giving us these pro-Second Amendment rulings. I mean, this poor woman, I wonder what the penalty is for having a firearm owner ID or a gun without a FOID card in Illinois. It's not pretty, and thank goodness for this judge.
Yeah, that's true. Her name is Vivian Brown, by the way. That was a 2017 case. She's been dealing with this issue since 2017. And this is kind of how it went down for background from people. She was separated from her husband. He knew she possessed this single-shot 22 in her home. Her husband filed a complaint against her, alleging that she fired the rifle inside of the home. Police went in and investigated, determined the rifle had not been fired, but the state's attorney charged her anyway with possessing a firearm without an FOID card. And she's been dragged through the criminal court system in the state of Illinois now since 2017. 8 years this has upended her life.
Can you imagine that the audacity that the law enforcement have to spend their time going after a woman who never fired the gun in the incident that was claimed, who just owned a very small caliber single shot gun without this government license. And that's what they spent the last 8 years spending their money on, prosecuting, arresting, and mistreating in the courts. And we had to pay a judge to write this opinion saying, hey, you have a right to keep and bear arms in your own home. You can't do that. I mean, this is common sense if you just read the Second Amendment. And here we spent all of this time just harassing this poor woman.
Very true.
Aiden, another article I found on gunowners.org that I think is interesting is talking about how the ATF is using facial recognition technology to identify gun owners. Do you know much about what's going on with that? Because obviously there's talks of the ATF being dismantled, and this just maybe would further be an argument for why that's necessary.
I completely agree. I think this is just fuel to that fire. Gun Owners of America discovered that the ATF has been using facial recognition technology to track down gun owners. And there was a few reports that they had begun doing this. They'd run about 500 searches a few years ago. And the Government Accountability Office said they didn't have proper accountability mechanisms, and they hadn't trained their staff to use it appropriately. And so they shut down the program. But then come last year, there's actually more evidence they resurrected the program during the Biden administration without any additional training. So this is something that hopefully Congress will be looking into. But we also know that the New Jersey Police Department has connected facial recognition technology with their gun registration database in order to look at someone's face and identify whether or not they have a gun. So this could be a huge threat to the Second Amendment if we let the ATF continue, and I think we've got to stop it.
Yeah, it's a good point. We're talking to Aiden Johnston from Gun Owners of America, gunowners.org. Aiden, I it happened a couple days ago on the 7th, but I saw where the president signed yet another executive order, this one dealing with the Second Amendment, right?
Yes, this is huge. This is President Trump fulfilling his campaign promise. He said that he would rip up all those Biden disasters on the Second Amendment. And what he's done is order Pam Bondi, the attorney general, to take 30 days and come up with a report of every single infringement at every level of government that, President Biden initiated and come up with a plan to reverse it. And so that's a very quick timeline for the Biden or for the Trump administration. He's got a lot on his plate. So 30 days is a huge priority for Pam Bondi, who just took office like 5 days ago. And Gun Owners of America is going to be right there in Washington trying to help these guys accomplish this mission for the president and really repeal these infringements that have, I mean, the Biden administration weaponized the whole government against us. And so here we get to fight back.
Yeah, it's true. Aiden, great having you on again. We always appreciate it. And remind people where you went to high school.
I went to St. Louis Priory High School. I'm a proud St. Louis native, and I hope everyone's doing well out there.
Absolutely. I just want to remind people you're a hometown boy there working for Gun Owners. We appreciate you, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you so much. You have a good one.
Yeah, all right. See you later. He's, of course, not living here anymore, but he did grow up in St. Louis and go to school here.
That's cool.
Good kid.
Well, he's at least dodging the snow.
I call him a kid, but as I get older, I call a lot of people kids.
Am I a kid? Sorry.
No, you're not a kid.
What's the cutoff?
I don't know. What, 30 maybe? I don't know how old Aiden is.
Let's call him back and ask him.
I'm just kidding. I said to my wife, we were watching some kids walk by the other day, and I'm like, those kids look like they were going into a restaurant, right, where they serve drinks. And I'm like, those kids don't look old enough. They look like they're in high school. And she's like, I don't know about you, but I'm having a harder and harder time telling how old kids are when I look at them.
I look at some of these college football players or even guys in the NFL. Like there was a guy who was, I think, an Eagles player, and he was celebrating his 22nd birthday on Super Bowl Sunday. And my family and I, my sisters and I in particular, are looking at this guy like, that guy's 22? I'm just dumbfounded. These grown men, I'm like, oh my gosh, you look like you could be my older brother.
He's the one that got the interception, right?
I don't remember.
Yeah, on his birthday.
He scored.
He's a rookie, and he scored a touchdown in the Super Bowl on a pick six on his birthday.
What a memorable year he will have.
No kidding. That was pretty amazing.
Get more at 971talk.com.